date is the 19th of January 1997, and the group question is, how can we live from an open heart? We are known to you as those of the principle of Kuo. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We thank each of you most profoundly for gathering, for calling us to share our thoughts with you at the gathering. It is our blessing and our privilege to share these thoughts with you. As always, we ask that you remain careful in what you take in from that which we or any source might say. For you are the guardian of your temple. You will recognize the truth that is your own. And the rest you may leave behind without a second thought. You ask us this day concerning how to live with the heart opened and vulnerable. And we say to you that this question is central. In attempting to make the choice of service to others or service to self that this incarnation you now experience is so much concerned with, there is always an abundance of ways in which we may speak of the ways of service and the ways of polarization. And yet nothing is more direct a way of addressing the issue of polarity than to speak of the open heart. Those who wish to serve the Creator by serving others are those who truly wish to open the heart. Those who wish to follow the path of service to self find a closed heart necessary in order to polarize negatively. Now, as we speak of polarization in consciousness, it might be helpful to think about polarization in more familiar terms. If there is a weight hung in space, it is, first of all, going to respond to gravity and will hang directly downward. If the pendulum that this represents is very heavy, it may take a great deal to get it to sway from side to side. And the first time that the effort is made to swing towards one or the other extreme will most likely barely be sufficient to break the lack of momentum of the downward hanging pendulum. And there will be just a slight movement what happens with most entities, and this includes those who seek most earnestly after truth, is that the effort made to polarize towards a radiancy of being, a generosity and an openness of being, there is an equal and opposite reaction that contracts against fears and makes separations betwixt one thing and another in order to feel more safe. This brings the pendulum back so that there is a slight movement towards service to self. And the pendulum never gets very far in either direction. What you hope to do as you attempt to work with your own consciousness in order to accelerate the rate of evolution of your spirit is to be enough consistent in opening and radiating love that the pendulum begins to move more and more towards the extreme. The more polarized the actions, the more obvious it will be to you when you make an error. And this means that it can be very poor judgment to become involved with gauging one's polarity or assessing one's progress. You have heard, or this instrument, we may say, has certainly heard, that a watched pot is slow to boil. And the over-concern with how one is doing in polarizing will actually be a brake upon the very activity that you hope to emphasize. So the first thing that we would suggest to those who wish to open the heart and to live in the open heart is to refrain from attempting to give the self a spiritual grade. Avoid thoughts of how you are doing. They will come regardless of whether you encourage them or not. But it is your choice, if you are wise, to allow those thoughts to come and go. For within the illusion that you have worked so hard to enter, it is almost impossible to be aware of how one is actually serving. One simply must serve in faith and allow that faith to be sufficient. There is within your earthly condition a great array of choices which face you every day, every hour even. And it is easy to begin to look at the things that occur and to think these things have no spiritual nature. These things are of the world and do not need my attention, but only my activity. And yet we say to you that all things are full of the Creator. And by this we mean every stone, every bit of earth, every iota of the wind that blows and the rains that fall, every diaper changed, every dish washed, every chore, every onerous task. All of these things are instinct with a magical, utter life. And that life is love. And the life within you is love also. When one is attempting to live with the open heart, every missed step seems to be a difficulty. And this is because the attempt to live with an open heart is neatly and fully circumscribed about by the perils and tests and round robins of a very active spirit that watches over each with the firm intent of offering the maximum amount of helpful catalyst. When this catalyst hits the sensory input of your being, the earthly normal thing that one does is to contract around that thing, assess it, and decide what to do concerning it. These actions tend to close the heart. This is not to say that the way of the open heart has no input from intelligence or thought, but rather to emphasize that much of one's care in assessing incoming data has much to do with the lower energies of the body. And as one gives these concerns priority, the self tends to continue acting from a place within what this instrument would call the head. And using that terminology, we can say that the spiritual life of third density is a journey from head to heart. Now, we have noted before that the energy that comes into your being is infinite, but that there are ways in which each of you, by the choices that you make, contract and narrow and limit the amount of energy that can come into the body and move up the spine. The first center, we will simply summarize, has to do with issues of life and death, breathing, eating, the sexual polarity. These are the concerns of red ray. The concerns of the next ray, the orange ray, are those that the person has with himself or herself. And the person in relationship with one other person. The dynamics betwixt self and self, and self and other self, without reference to groups, but just one person and another. These are the concerns of orange ray. The concerns of yellow ray, this being a yellow ray density, take on a good deal of centrality, of importance. This is the heart, shall we say, of third density, the relating of self to groups, the opening of self that will in fourth density become the social memory complex. When thoughts are shared, private thoughts simply skirted about, seen, appreciated, respected, and left alone. There will be other lessons to learn in fourth density, but this lesson that you now work upon of opening the self without fear, this one you will work upon until you are able to feel that contact with other selves as an identity of one to one, heart to heart, and love to love. Now, those issues of red ray, orange ray, and yellow ray are neatly designed and most tidily packaged to maximize your confusion and to limit the power that you may bring and allow up to the heart center, the next one after red, yellow, and orange. We correct this instrument, red, orange, and yellow. Each time that you put yourself down, each time that you are harsh, each time that you feel so isolated and alienated that you deny your brotherhood with all that is, you close down a little bit of that channel which is bringing in infinite creative energy to your body. And each time that occurs, there is less energy into the heart. So basically, those who have not worked through the issues that confront them at these three levels, self, the self with another, and the self with its groups. Each time that you allow these issues to come and to be feared, you have shut off some of the power that you need in your heart in order to live the life that you wish to live. May we say that the conversation preceding this message was, we felt, most enlightened, for each was speaking of the being as opposed to the doing. You see, it is the love with which you do things that radiates. It is not the things that you do. among your peoples, this has been much misunderstood. For people look to see if there is some service that can be their spiritual gift to the world. They're looking for a dramatic role to play, to teach, or to heal, or to prophesy. And yet, these things are forever secondary to the primary mission of each of you upon this particular planet, in this density, at this time. The mission before each of you is simply to address all of that which comes to you with an open heart. Just that. And yet, just that is the work of lifetime upon lifetime. For how can a person in a heavy illusion such as you now enjoy be fearless? It is not within the physical body to be fearless. It is not within that earthly brain, that choice maker, to be fearless. Indeed, only the foolish are fearless. And yet the teacher known to you as Jesus the Christ has said that it is only to the foolish that the wisdom comes. It is only to those who live as little children that the kingdom is inherited. How can a sensible, sane person gazing upon a rather dangerous world feel no fear? This is the crux. Here is the center. Just here, where fear shuts the door of the heart, here lies the opportunity to learn. This instrument has moved past the death experience and returned. Consequently, this instrument's life since that experience has been relatively fearless. We bring this up to emphasize that what each fears in an archetypical sense is the cessation of being. When one feels threatened, those emotions which do not have intelligence but are simply instinctual rise up to defend and protect. And it takes a great deal of care and discipline and perseverance to teach the self to lay down its arms and to be peaceful with itself. Each of you has the issues of all the world within you. This instrument is concerned for the peace of the world and prays for it often. And yet, if this instrument prayed for peace within itself, it would be the same prayer. Indeed, it is our humble opinion that the most efficient way to bring the world to peace is to learn peace within the self. For as you think, as you are, so your universe in toto is also. For your consciousness is as a field, and each bit of fear that you are able to let drop, each time you find your heart expanding, the consciousness of your planet is being lightened. There is no lag time between the open heart of self and service to the planet. That lightening of the consciousness of planet Earth. You came among these entities of flesh and bone. You took that flesh upon yourself and buried yourself in a world of shadows because you wished to make a difference. You heard the sorrow of those who dwell with you now, and you wished to stand among them as a witness and as one who was a channel for love. This is your great chance. These are the days you hoped and prepared for. And now the time is upon you. And how quickly, my friends, it is going, is it not? You have sped through childhood and adolescence and adulthood. And each is thinking to the self, well, it's all downhill from here. And yet we say to you that as your physical vehicle hews less and less to the electrical body's blueprint, so the heart, so much more experienced than when new to the planet, has its time to open and flower and blossom. You see about you many entities who have maturity but without joy, who have wisdom but without love, who have become bitter rather than sweet, and tart rather than mellow. Learn from these people how not to be, for these are the entities that are forever attempting to move out of the gravity well of neither service to self nor service to others, but just back and forth, good days and bad days. You are hoping through your life to bear witness to a love that loved you first. You are hoping to be as the keepers of lighthouses, that your love, that love that flows through you, not from you, may shine upon that sea of confusion in which all are swimming, and might warn entities of those rocks of despair and anguish and hopelessness. There is suffering involved in each door you open in life, wherever you look, in whatever land, in whatever subject. You find that those who would be true servants have made tremendous sacrifices, even unto giving up the life for others. You find people in each situation whose heart has remained open, regardless of the circumstances. And you feel the strength of inspiration from those entities, those people that make the news for a day or two because they have leapt into the water and saved five people before they drowned, or went into a prison and released the prisoners, paying with their lives. And these stories touch deeply within your being and let you know of the depth and profundity of love that you have within you that resonates and exalts and expresses delight and joy for knowing the beauty of those spirits and their great gifts. But we say to you that there are many, many millions more whose sacrifices and suffering you never see, for they suffer emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, bearing witness to love, being givers of light, regardless of the circumstances that would fell a lesser being. And each of you has opportunity after opportunity to meet situations without fear, to open to any catalyst, whether it seems positive or painful. The faith to remain steady, is to be prized. For there is in steadiness of vision clearer sight, and in persistence of openness, healing, and forgiveness. And these do not come from you, for from you can come very little until you run completely out. These things must come through your channel. You simply have to allow that channel within not to get plugged up with the lower energy's concerns. If we could leave one thought with you this day, it would be not to despise your lower self, but to love, support, respect, and make allowances for the instinctual behavior, the needful behavior of that being that you are, part animal, part angel, and rather a hash between the two, holding you together. Love can care for and nurse this physical vehicle of yours. Know that this is the building wherein the Creator now lives, and the ground upon which you stand, or upon which you sit, is holy ground, not somewhere else, not when you are better, but now, exactly as you are. This is your moment of holiness, and all moments are potentially holy and sanctified. And what sanctifies but the recognition of love in all things? We do not want you to think that we consider this easy. We do not. We remember most keenly being in third density, living without the memory of things as they really are, and having only that yearning of desire and that movement of faith to rely upon. In this, you are wise to encourage relationships with those who have the same concerns, for the gift of one entity to another, both being spiritually concerned, is a gift of the clear mirror that lets the other self see what it is doing, how it is coming across. You cannot see yourself. You must depend upon others to help you. And this is profoundly the work of third density. We would like, before we open for questions, to address a concern which was given in the conversation preceding this session. And that is the concern that perhaps we of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator get bored or tired of saying the same thing over and over. We assure you that we do not. Each group that calls to us is in a unique position. Even if you are the same group time after time, the point at which you are within moves, and the combination changes each time, so that while there is a stability of recognizable dynamic in the interplay of each of your vibrations, which makes up this circle, there is also something new each time that the circle meets. For you are other and more than you were before. That is what the illusion of time is for, to enable entities such as you and we to have that illusion of sequence and to see, if only illusorily, the progress is being made. So each time that the question is asked to us that may have been asked before, we speak to entities who are in a new place, who are looking at the same subject, but from a different level. And there are as many levels or layers of being to you as there are to an onion. And you are a big onion with many, many layers. And as you peel each one away, it looks so smooth and whole and clear. And yet it too falls away, and there is even a deeper truth, and so forth. And this goes on, as far as we know, infinitely. Each opportunity that we have to speak is unique. And we ask you never to fear that we are weary of your concerns. This is why we have come among your people in the inner planes of your planet. This is why we have placed ourselves here, simply to talk with those who would find what we have to say possibly useful. And this we do with an open and loving heart. And we assure you, we shall not tire of speaking about love. Before we leave this instrument, we would ask if there are any questions that you might have at this time.
Yes, Quo. I was thinking today about many of the different ways that you have said and have really struck home with me about bringing the concerns to the group, the dirty laundry, so to speak, which I brought quite literally with me today. But my question had to do with, I am very aware that the concerns that we sort of beam off into space, in particular directed at you, that you are very aware of those, and you receive those loud and clear. And it's difficult to find words for this. I'm just going to ask this in two parts. The first question has to do with, do you feel a need? Well, I make the assumption that you feel a need to respond to that concern, probably very similar to what we feel when we see another in distress here. Does that interfere with your service in any way if we hold back so that you cannot address that concern? That's really the crux of it right there.
We are those of Kual. My brother, service to others is a very ticklish business. And the key, we feel, is that service may be characterized as a response to a request for service. That is, we identify our service as that of answering those concerns that you bring to us. If the concern is not ripe within you and is not ready to be plucked, but still has growing to do in order for that concern to develop its final nature, then that is not a question that is ripe for the asking. And we do not feel inhibited or limited because we cannot answer that which has not been asked. We feel that this opportunity to share thoughts with you is that which We feel that by your coming together, you ask us to share thoughts with you, and that defines our service. We would not be able to preserve the free will of those to whom we speak, were we to take up concerns which whose help you have not asked for. May we answer this concern further?
Well, there's another level that goes deeper with respect to this subject matter, and that is a very strong and deep desire on my part to work with you in a more direct fashion in sort of seeking and searching for ways to assist you in the service that you offer. And that's really what this is all about, is I want to, my desire is to work with you and to assist you in your service and not to hold that process back. And the one key thing that I've been picking up on here after some time of having it beaten into my head is to bring all concerns from the heart to this group and simply be who I am as I am in this group. And where that goes from here is if there's anything more that I might be able to do, or any of us, either individually or as a group, to assist you with your service that you offer to us.
My brother, we would simply ask you to hone your appetite for the truth. This is your service to us. May we answer you further?
Hone the appetite for the truth? I don't really understand.
That which is love within your density may be described also as desire. The desire that brings each to this circle of seeking is the desire to know and to share love. That hunger, that thirst for righteousness, as this instrument would say, that desire to be a positive in the balance of life, that hope that there is a greater meaning behind the suffering that seems inevitable. These are the desires and hungers that call us to you. And as the desire is sharpened and the appetite is whetted for more, then that contact with us becomes stronger. And the keener the desire, the better the contact. Does this make sense to you, my brother?
Yes, it does. The image that ran through my mind as I was asking that question, I've always approached coming to this group and working with you from the perspective of I'm the one that needs the help. But the image just flipped over completely as I was listening to you right there, and it's more from a perspective of wishing to work from within, sort of, how do I describe this? Working from within the illusion with those who are working outside of the illusion with a more clear perspective to serve those truly in need here. I guess what that boils down to, it's very clear to me that I understand that I'm not the one that's here in need or requiring the service, but rather to find the ways to be of service to this planet and the entities about me and working with you in that respect. I hope that makes sense.
We are those of Quo, and yes, my brother, this makes sense. Remember always that in the spiritual sense, all is already perfect. All is as it should be. It just looks weird. So, in order to get at the heart that lies beneath the often uneven surface of ordinary happenings, one simply looks with eyes of love. And each time that you find yourself looking upon a world with eyes of love, you will know it, for the world seen with love is a place of surpassing beauty. Is there another query at this time?
Not for me, thank you.
We thank you, my brother. There being no further queries, we are those of Kual, and yes, my brother, that is the usual way. The excitement of that which is new over time fades, and the work that is not obvious at first blush begins to take the center of the stage. Actually, my brother, in this instrument's way of measuring time, we can say that your fidelity to seeking is unusual. For many who have come to these sessions, as you say, through the years, there was a place perhaps 5 or 6 months into the experience of these meetings where there was no longer the will to attempt to live the message that was heard. And when the attempt to continue fails, then it is that we must repeat and repeat. And then those entities who did not wish to hear of work the first time wish even less the second and the third. And so there is that natural parting of the ways. And that entity has gained all it can. Therefore, we commend you for your faithfulness and note that it is the big, flashy beginning that looks so wonderful. But in truth, it is the quiet, persevering heart that continues quietly but persistently to love. That is the true star, the true flash, the true victor. May we answer you further, my brother.
Well, that's good for me to hear. Not on the background, but actually on the background stuff. It was,
we are those of Kual, and we thank you, my brother. Can we scare up any more queries by our speaking, or shall we call for a motion to adjourn? This instrument has been at a church meeting today, and she is full of it. Our apologies to this instrument. Yes, my friend, how good it is to laugh and to take the self lightly. We leave you in that wonderful sense of rightness that laughter is, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, now and always. We are those known to you as Kual. Adne. Adne. Let's see. Sounds to me like we still need...